what is the type of cover that's put on a bed, not the bedspread, but a part that you would sleep under, that is usually made of scraps of cloth sewn together?
Quilts.
And what do you call a bed that's made on the floor?
Hammock.
What do you have different terms for different kinds of land by where it's located? I know you mentioned back 40, for example, but suppose it would be land that would be going down to a creek or something of this. Would you have a general term for that kind of land?
Bottom land.
Are there other areas that would have names similar? Not bottom, but that kind of name.
I guess so. New ground.
What would new ground be?
A freshly cleared field, like in the woods that had been woods and just freshly cleared.
I see.
Back when I was growing up, every year there'd be some new ground, we called it. Trees would be cut for wood and stumps left about so high to be in the way. And you take gee whiz harrows and scratch through it the first year.
Gee whiz harrows?
Yeah, spring tooth harrows.
Oh.
Pulled by a horse or mule. Just one horse or mule per harrow. That's the way it was cultivated. Because it has so many roots in the ground, you couldn't stick plows in, but the spring tooth harrows could scratch along over the ground and make good stuff, be rich land, you know.
Oh, yes.
Out in the woods. Hadn't been in the woods the year before. And perhaps an acre or more per year would be taken in that way. And make real good crops there for a few years without any fertilizer, really. Or very little fertilizer.
That topsoil must
be good.
What is a term for swampy land? Maybe land that's around a lake that when the lake rises, perhaps it might cover it.
Marshland.
Can you name me as many names as you can think of for different kinds of soil? We just said topsoil, of course, but more the texture of the soil, for example.
Well, there's sandy type soil. And the rocky type soil. And we use the term grayland soil.
Grayland?
Yeah. It's different from redland because we had a neighbor lived in South Carolina. Now all their land was red. Just red is rich. Who is rich? But it was red. A beautiful red dirt. Whenever it would be wet, it'd be so sticky, so muddy. Where the grayland soil would be kind of wet, we could maybe cultivate right on. I mean, a lot quicker than the redland. Because the redland type soil would stick like glue to the plows.
Was it clay soil?
No, it wasn't
just red
clay. It was soil.
Dirt.
Red dirt. Yes, good dirt. And it would stick like glue to the plows if it happened to be too wet. They just couldn't work it at all with anything at all. Hose or anything else when it was too wet. But the grayland soil that we had on our side of the river, it could be worked a little wet, work all right.
Oh. Is there a kind of soil that you think of as being sort of a spongy type of soil? I suppose it would be made up largely of decayed matter.
Well, about the only spongy type soil that I can think of is famous here in this county some. Berry School covers a lot of it. The nickname for the term is crawdad land.
It is?
Yeah. A lot of it is low and it's soft, like you say, and got a lot of snake holes in it and that sort of thing. And the water rain settle there in a while and leave little lakes in place, but it soon runs down the ground and disappears in the holes.
Kind of has some drainage then.
Uh-huh. But I can't think of the other. Oh, piney woods land, what we call it. But the other name was crawdad land.